Like most car buyers, you want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Get impressive offers on a new Mazda CX-30 or Mazda CX-5 starting at just $29,276. Over 1,000 new Mazda vehicles to choose from. Visit RamseyMazda.com. Get the most for your money at Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at our Friday home until football season. When it moves to Monday, that is Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Baseball is back. You can watch all the action at Chickies and Pete's this season. Find a location near you at chickiesandpetes.com. Speaking of baseball, this show has our own acclaimed baseball author, and he's going to do his thing now.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
It is funny when you think of like authors. They're way older usually. You know, they talk in a boring,
yeah,
monotone kind of way.
Wow.
I think mostly.
Okay.
Wow. Not me, but
yeah.
Just saying. Like, okay. I'm not.
Not author material?
No, not even close.
Some are saying you're the Bill James of the 2020s.
I don't think that's the case at all. He's way smarter than
me. Okay.
Yeah. I'm strictly...
Some are saying that Ring the Bell is the Moneyball of the 2020s.
Yeah, but it's going to be factual. Unlike...
Wow.
Well, Moneyball was ridiculous.
Well, you didn't read the book.
Why would I ever read the book?
Okay. Moneyball the movie you say you didn't like. Moneyball the book you didn't read.
In the movie...
I can't believe you ever read Moneyball.
Why would I read Moneyball?
Because you love baseball. Do the audio book or something.
I'll get to it. But first off, Moneyball is old news. It's basically the dinosaurs in baseball now.
It's interesting, though.
It's interesting, but it just leaves out what great scouting does when it has
you
three aces.
You didn't read the
book. I understand the premise of Moneyball.
But you didn't read the book.
Okay, what's the book?
It's going to be different. Okay.
The movie leaves tons of stuff out that the book isn't. The movie's 2 hours
right,
long.
Right, but the idea of Moneyball, just the idea is that you're finding cheap talent, right?
Yeah.
And they found cheap talent by Scott Hatterberg. But what?
No,
what
the, I'm not talking to you about the movie. Just do High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. You didn't read the book.
No, I'm not talking about the book. I'm talking about the idea of Moneyball. Not the book, not the movie. Just what Moneyball is.
It is about value.
Finding cheap talent, right.
But it... Okay. I can't debate the book with you if you've never read the book.
We're debating two different things. Regardless.
Yes, books are about things that happen.
No.
But history is important.
But you're not hearing what I'm saying. I'm not talking about the book Moneyball.
The idea of Moneyball.
But the idea of Moneyball is about value. Value is no. Hold on. Value is always applicable. What he did was found traits that were not valued. So yes, he had to build a team with less money. But the way he did that wasn't just by using analytics, as the movie points out, or they pointed out with on-base percentage, whatever.
Uh-huh.
But what he did was found traits that were undervalued, which is always part of a general manager's job. Mm-hmm. It's just about finding the next thing that is undervalued.
I'm going to stab you with this water bottle.
Just say you don't want to read it. Don't say it's not valuable just because you don't want to read it.
I want to know why you're getting uptight about it.
I'm getting uptight about it because... He's saying he knows what's in the book without reading the book. That's all.
Well, but I know the whatever. The
and you, I feel like you're doing it on purpose.
I'm actually not trying to do a jack bit. I think we're just talking about two different things. Regardless, it could be a good. All right, last night's game.
Yes.
Last night's game. Get to some undervalued stuff here. Jesus Lazardo looked good again. And he's down to 1.5 ERA on the year. Looking like a good trade. The one thing that had
I wonder what your worry is going to be, because I had one last night watching, because he looked good, but he battled a little bit, which I actually thought was good.
Well, the
but
fact,
a thought went through my mind.
So it was, I think it was good that he battled his way through it, because I think the thing with Jesus Luzardo is that he's always been more of a 4-5 inning pitcher because he's always chasing strikeouts. I think last night he was a pitcher's pitcher. But what worried me only was that he's usually sitting 97 to 98, and he had that like 12 pitch at bat with Matt Olson. And it didn't come back after that. And this is a guy – I kind of watch Jesus Luzardo like I watch Embiid, where I'm just like, please don't get hurt. Just please don't get hurt. Yeah. Please don't get hurt. And that was the only thing that I was worried about last night, is that some of the stuff as the game went on declined. And I just – it's not a concern right now. I'm just wondering what his next start looks like.
So what started going through my head was Ranger and last year. And they're different pitchers, but – like, Ranger was good, so they left him in there a while. And eventually Ranger wore out. And here's Luzardo, who's had injury history. And I just look at him at, like, you know, I think he threw, what, 91, 95 pitches, whatever it was last night. I just wonder if they should be a little more careful with him. And he's good, and what worries me is he's good, their bullpen is weak, and he has an injury history. So, like, I wonder if letting him throw all those pitches and throw, like, a lot of, I guess, high-leverage pitches, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Uh-huh. I worry about him not just wearing down, but that's one thing, but also getting hurt because he's going to be good, and they're going to let him throw deep into the game. And I worry about August, September, October.
Yeah, and I think that's where, especially last night, they didn't go to Kirkering, when I think that if that was a more important game, I know that sounds a little ridiculous, but they've used those three guys, Strom, Alvarado, and Kirkering a lot. And he didn't go to him in the ninth with the lead. He stuck with Joe Ross, and Joe Ross gave it up almost immediately. I do think there was two notable bullpen things that happened last night. Jordan Romano, when he has 4 days off, he can get it back up to 97, which was good to see.
Only for, so we got to use him like Wheeler.
Sure.
Once a week?
Yeah, once a week.
Not ideal. Not ideal. So maybe, again, they said that they found something mechanically. So maybe something they found, I have no idea. But at least he didn't look like a total disaster out there. And I've been talking about this guy a lot because I think his arm's interesting, and he flashed a little bit last night. It was Carlos Hernandez. I mean, Carlos Hernandez was up to 99. He has a curveball that they worked with Cotham. They said, T-Max on the broadcast last night, that they worked on tightening it up. So I thought that was interesting, and a splitter off of it. I like a three-pitch mix on a reliever, so maybe Carlos Hernandez can develop into a deeper or a more high-leverage type, but we will see. I also thought that Stott, Bowman, Kepler had good nights. Stott, ever since I said America's leadoff hitter, started to hit more line drives. We like to see that.
Well, I think he's either got the highest batting average on the team or the second highest. He's hitting, I think, 285 or something.
Yeah, yeah. And he's had more classic Stott at-bats where he's just fouling off a ton of pitches. Like, just be a pain in the ass in the bottom of the lineup. That's what I want Bryson Stott to be. And Kepler, I thought, had a good night as well. Some injury stuff. Ranger, 24 of 33 pitches last night were strikes. So he had a clean up-down three innings. I still think the piggyback option is interesting. If Taiwan's pitching well, they want to save the bullpen one day a week, and they give those two the first seven innings or even more if they're kind of shoving, and lets Ranger show he can pitch a bunch of innings, but maybe not overwork them. I don't know, but they'll figure out something, I'm sure. Andrew Painter makes his debut tonight.
Ooh,
yeah. Wow.
That's exciting.
Down in Clearwater.
We should have taken a road trip.
Yes.
Watch Painter.
For Andrew Painter's debut.
Exciting.
Some bad things from the Braves series. 4 for 27th runners in scoring position.
Terrible.
That has to get better. I think they are 23rd in baseball right now in hitting with runners in scoring position, so that has to get better. But 4 for 27 in the Braves series is brutal. Brandon Marsh, since last All-Star break, is hitting .208 with 81 strikeouts. That's 36% strikeout rate, which is excruciating.
Is that not good?
That is not very good. And some things to look for in this Cardinals series is Bohm in St. Louis. And his career in St. Louis is hitting .340 with a .959 OPS. Maybe a little showcase for the Cardinals, where they say, "Wow, maybe he's just really good at maybe he's our Roland.
He just likes to play here.
Yeah, maybe he's the next Roland." And I think
he looked pretty good last night. He was 0-for-5, but he was hitting balls hard. He didn't look as lost last night as he had.
He did not. And maybe bumping him down the lineup, maybe they keep him there. Now, the problem is,
I would definitely keep him there.
Yeah, the problem is, it doesn't matter who you put in the freaking cleanup spot. They're gonna struggle. I mean, freaking Castellanos was 0-for-5 last night with 5 strikeouts.
All right, so let me ask you this.
So keep Schwarber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just keep Schwarber in the leadoff spot. Stott is starting to hit the ball better.
Yes.
Can he go up to the leadoff spot?
No, we've been over this.
Listen, I know you're resistant to it. I'm just saying, if we're trying to protect Bryce and we need somebody to drive and run, Schwarber has shown that he can do it. He can hit leadoff or in the four hole. I'm just wondering.
Yeah,
I'd rather do that than to have Bohm go back there.
Yeah, to me the problem is, because I would just leave the Trey leadoff lineup out there.
But then
the problem is three. So I don't know if you experiment with Stott at two. Jack, I know you're not confident enough he's going to get the second most at-bats on the team. But if you have Stott at two and go Trey, Scott, Bryce, Schwarber,
that's three straight
Castellano.
Lefties.
Oh, right. You're not allowed to do
Can't
that.
Can't do that?
Yeah.
Although they do at the bottom of the lineup.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we know.
Final thing here, just because the Cardinals are probably not going to be competitive. They do have some interesting pieces for trades. Ryan Helsley's our closer. He's a free agent after the year. He throws like 100 miles an hour. He's sick. And then Brendan Donovan, me and Gilio's maybe favorite player in the league. He can play third base, second base, outfield, doesn't strike out. He's hitting like 370 right now. He's got 2 years of control left, so maybe two guys to kind of look for from that standpoint.
I thought last night was, and I sent Jack a text 2 innings into the game. I was like, get the Braves pitcher. I was like, get this guy out of here. Because last night was the first game this year that I felt like I was watching the 2024 Phillies. And it was the bad version. Yeah, it was a
version.
No, I wasn't disheartened. It's one baseball game, but it was the first one that was like, these guys. And I think mostly it was and Castellanos has been good. It was Castellanos coming up in big spots, and there was that final at bat where he was like 0-2 for like six straight pitches, and you just knew maybe there were two guys on base. I just knew he was going to strike out, and it was the hallmark for the bad Phillies last year was I felt like I knew exactly when the guys were going to strike out.
Yeah.
Like, I just knew it, I knew it, I knew it.
Well, and they were just they were bad situationally last night. I mean, in extra innings, Trey struck out in a big spot. You feel that one coming a mile away.
That's a long time to sit, though, man.
Just sitting
in there
almost 2 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Ozuna sat, too.
That's true.
He sat, too. And the run they
scored. So did Riley, yeah.
Yeah. The run they score in the 11th is a – on a walk. Whatever. Well, maybe that's a good thing, scoring a run on a walk. Rojas, who loves swinging anyway, so.
He was excited.
He was.
He got the run in.
He's like, I did it.
Yep.
I did it, guys.
A really interesting Brandon Graham note coming up in a second. 215-592-9494. Thomas and Broomall, you're on WIP.
How's it going, guys?
What's up, Thomas?
What's up, Thomas?
Hey, what's the betting line for Boom to have two home runs tonight if he's in the lineup?
A billion to one. Two home runs?
Two home runs?
Yes. I would guess
has that happened yet?
9,500 if I had to guess.
You put $100 on that?
No, not 100.
About the Eagles. I'm actually for moving up in the draft to get Abdul Carter. Defense for sure. I mean, our offense is ranked what next year to start the next season? Ranked two, ranked three? What's our offense?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Well, they were, in as far as points, there were seven last year. Yeah. So now look, if you, I think the biggest thing for me, Thomas, is if you believe the Jalen of the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl is the Jalen we see going forward, they should be a top three offense. I mean, they should be that. That was the kind of offense that's unstoppable. We're going to stop Saquon, so you can't stop the pass, you know. And then if they decide to stop the pass, they're not going to be able to stop Saquon. That's just sort of very easy, Chip Kelly-ish. You only have so many defenders, you know. You can't stop us. But if they if they don't, and they need to lean on Saquon like they do, like they did, I have trouble thinking about them being more prolific offensively next year than they were last year.
Gotcha. And I want to talk about Brandon Graham, too. So do you see him, obviously, you know, I'm fine with him retiring. He's got to look out for himself later down in life. You know, a lot of NFL players who played so long, you know, sometimes they don't know when to quit, and their body just is worse and worse later on in life. Do you see him coming back late next year? So if we're on a run and we're like the team last year, do you see the Eagles maybe putting him on the team, or him wanting to come back if it's like the last time we can sign a player?
Not unless it's an emergency situation.
And he's able. Thank you for the call, Thomas. The big question is, if it's in November, has Brandon Graham?
Yeah, what's he been doing?
Does he still
all this time? Yeah.
You know? And actually, interestingly enough, Hugh Douglas was talking yesterday on the show about BG and potentially retiring, and him saying he's only, you know, 90% retired, BG did. Mm-hmm. And we posted the clip on Instagram, right, Jack, is how it goes. And BG liked the clip. And we thought it would be interesting for you to hear what Hugh said and then the clip that BG ended up hitting the like button on Instagram. Here's what Hugh said.
He went from being a bust to the greatest Eagle that has ever put on this uniform. And I say that with full sincerity. The only cat to ever play in this uniform as long as anybody, he's the longest, and he's won two Super Bowls. There's nothing left for you to do but taint your legacy. And what I mean by that is because, BG, people look at you, and you know what they remember about you? They remember the two-sack game you had with the Rams. They remember the relentless pursuit that you had to get a Super Bowl win in New Orleans against Patrick Mahomes. You know what they remember me for? Going down to Jacksonville and getting three sacks and then coming back to Philadelphia and getting hurt and losing in the Super Bowl. I mean, which I don't have a problem with that. That's just my reality. Your reality is you left the game playing at a high level. Brian Dawkins left the game playing at a high level. Jason Kelce left the game playing at a high level. I left the game on a stretcher. Ike left the game on a stretcher. John Ritchie left the game
not
on
totally
a stretcher.
True.
And I'm being, you know, I'm elaborating a little bit because they didn't, but you get what I'm saying. We all got kicked out.
I guess that's how you end up at WIP.
But no, that's what I'm saying, though. You got kicked out. We all got kicked out. Read the room, bro. Just retire. There's nothing in your life you're ever going to want for except to play football. That's a fact. And if that's the only thing that you're ever going to want for, that's a hell of a life to have.
And Brandon, I thought
you put that eloquently.
He sure did. And Brandon
exaggerated a little bit there.
A little, yeah.
I mean, of the three of us, Richie, and myself, I did not go out on a stretcher.
Yeah.
I'm the one who did not go out because I was injured.
Way to clear that up.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I think Hugh was saying, I thought it was interesting that Brandon liked it. And you can look into that whatever you want.
Yeah.
But I do think it was Hugh was talking from – that was like from the heart, Hugh.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, dude, don't ruin this. You have a storybook career. you know, that you know, as you mentioned, you seem like a bust. You ended up being one of the greatest Eagles has ever played. The final game you played in that nobody thought you were going to come back and play in was a Super Bowl win.
Yeah.
You know, don't – you know when to say when,
oh,
I guess.
No, I agree. Yeah. I mean, listen, I totally understand that, but I think I understand Hugh's sentiment there.
Right.
And
his heart was in the right
place. Yes, he may have gone over the top expressing that and giving you examples. I don't even with himself, I was joking about the whole stretcher stuff.
Right.
I knew what he meant by that, meaning that he was injured at the end of his career. But that's not what you remember Hugh Douglas for.
Sure.
Maybe some young people do, but you've watched Hugh Douglas play. You saw that he was an all-pro, a multiple Pro Bowler. We went to the conference championship games. That was Hugh Douglas, an Eagles Hall of Famer. Forget about going to Jacksonville and that nonsense. We don't even care about that, right? We don't even acknowledge that. So I say that to say with BG. BG's not going to taint his legacy as an Eagle unless he does something to embarrass himself as an Eagle. What he does on the field is not going to define BG in this last year, or if he were to play this year. It's not going to define BG's career. He's had too many big plays and have won two championships for the final year to be what we remember about Brandon Graham. No, that's not going to happen. So BG's a legend. He's going to be remembered. But Hugh is right in a sense that you don't have anything else to prove. I know you still feel like you can play, and I understand that. But when an organization, and I don't want this to be taken in a negative connotation, but when an organization is sort of urging you or advising you that this is the right time to do it.
Which Howie said.
But Howie did that with Jason as well, right? Like,
right.
I'm telling you, Fletcher's the only one I believe. He may not have continued with the Eagles, but he certainly could have gone somewhere else and kept playing if that's what he wanted to do. And I understand that. BG is just going through what we all go through when we initially decide to walk away from the game. It's a little bit of withdrawal. It's a little bit of unknown, uncertainty. I'm so used to a regimen and doing certain things at the same time every time of the year. And when it's time to get ready to go to training camp, what is that going to feel like for me? Like right now, this is just the off season. It's always the off season this time of the year. But when it's time to go to August and it's time to go to training camp, then you get that bug. So he's telling himself right now, if somebody needs me, I can play it. I still have something left in the tank.
Yep.
But unless you're preparing every day that way, physically and mentally to get ready to go through a season, you don't just flip a switch when they call you. So either he's still trying to play or he's fully retired.
Right. It's one or the other.
You know, it's one or the other.
Well, and I think the thing that Hugh was saying was, I don't know if Hugh was saying people will remember you differently. I think Hugh was saying for you. Like, you have the feeling of going out the way that you did, and it could go out a different way. I think Hugh was talking about for Brandon himself as a person.
Yeah.
We'll always remember BG. BG comes back and looks like a shell of himself next year. We'll all forget it.
That's what I wanted to make clear.
Think about it this way. Brian Howard had 4 years of a shell of himself, and we don't remember that part.
Right.
You know, we only remember Slugger Ryan Howard. So
we're starting to get there with Jason Peters, too.
May
take a little bit longer.
Yeah.
But he definitely tainted his legacy on the way out.
You think so?
Yeah, he did
a little bit.
Yeah.
He didn't ruin it.
But he did, definitely,
with the way it happened.
Because he was the bodyguard and all that.
Right.
I don't know. Were you here for that?
The retirement? I don't believe.
No, when he did the
I'm not coming back unless
I'm not going to play tackle unless I get a pay raise.
I was here for that.
That whole thing.
Yeah, I was here for that. I remember that.
Yeah.
Well, and that was also the same time where, like, I've told this story, but I'll never forget the moment. I was at training camp, and, like, everybody was out there stretching and blah, blah, blah. And, like, 12 minutes into it, Jason Peters walks out, giving people, like, dapping guys out, walking through.
Yeah. Like, you just got here?
Definitely not the same regimen as everybody else, Jason Peters.
And just imagine that went on for another 5 years.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was good. So there you go. Coming up next, we do have the next Masters update.
It'll take a little while for BG to get it out of the system.
Well, it's terrifying.
And that's why Kelsey, remembering when he retired, he was still going to the building every day.
All the time, and that's what we were talking about him coming back.
Yeah.
I always just put it – I try to think about it if it were me. And I'm 10 years – or how old is BG? 36, something like that?
Yep, 36.
So I'm more than a decade older than BG. Mm-hmm. And if somebody told me tomorrow, hey, you had a great ratings book, you should go out on top. And I'd be like, wait, are you serious?
Right.
Like, I can still do this. What do you mean I could still do this? And everybody else is saying, nah, we can move on. You had a great career. And he's in his mid-30s. And it's just, it's hard to look into the future and say, what am I going to do every day? You know?
Well, he'll be all right.
Yeah, no, I'm saying he will be fine. Yeah. But the feeling of looking into that.
Sure.
Because football is all.
That's why us football players are the ones who are equipped to tell these guys, you got to get over that and move on.
Right.
Because we all do.
Yes.
Like, we all wish we could still play and run and jump and all that stuff, and it'll be okay. Your life will be all right without football.
And by the way, not everyone – we all know Brandon will be okay because of who Brandon is and what Brandon can do. Mm-hmm. Not every
and
football –
and how much money he's made.
And how much money he's made.
I mean, he's all right, yeah.
Not everybody is in that situation. Not everybody is beloved in a city where you could – Brandon could just be Brandon for the next 10 years if he wants to. Mm-hmm. Showing up places being Brandon. Mm-hmm. You know, like he could try TV, he could try radio, all those things. Not every player has the profile, and he's also spent 10 years doing this stuff, you know, to a certain extent. So he understands it better than he would have. So
once he accepts it, then he'll start focusing that energy and passion for something else.
And don't listen to us, because we talked about signing T.O. for 10 years after
yes,
T.O.
Exactly.
stopped playing.
Yeah, Eagles fans will be still saying we can sign BG.
Yep, as soon as somebody
the moment
hurt,
we lose a DN or if Ojalari or any of those guys stink.
Yep, BG. What about BG?
What is Brandon doing right now?
Don't listen to us.
And meanwhile, BG will be liking tweets like, I'm here.
Yep. He'll be reading his replies that day.
I'm ready.
We have the next... The very popular Ike Masters update. That is coming up next.
We got movement, ladies and gentlemen.
Uh-oh.
Movement.
And...
Hold on, we got movement again. What the hell happened?
Hold on. Yeah, this guy. Whatever.
Yeah,
and
go ahead.
And does Ike keep the belt?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We find out next. Along with your calls, 215-592-9494. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big games, big events. Always better at Chickies, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
One night, one goal. Stop suicide. Register today for AFSP's 30th overnight walk in New York City, June 21st, as we walk 16 miles from dusk till dawn to stop suicide. Start your journey today at theovernight.org.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.